Okay, thanks. I want to, some of you have seen presentations like this over the years on our IC project, but this Soil Explorer is an outgrowth of that, and there's a lot of co-authors, which I call the IC Network. They're acknowledged in various places on the maps and on a separate website. And the idea behind the Integrating Spatial Educational Experiences project is to teach students how and why soils and landscapes vary at different scales and why it matters. And to do that, we teach with maps. And we've got maps on iPads, which I've talked about quite a bit before. But now we've got the maps on the web with a website we call soilexplorer.net. And we use these maps in the classroom and where we connect the lectures to the maps, and also in the field then where we connect the maps to what they're seeing out in the field. And so now, instead of turning off or putting your iPhones away, I'd like you to pull your phones out or your laptops or tablets, whatever you've got, go to soilexplorer.net, and I'll walk you through just a few of these, and then you can explore on your own. And let's see, can I get I do have a pointer. So as you get that going, right now we've got detailed maps for 7 states outlined in green that are online. And coming fairly soon in the next few months or before the middle of next summer or so, what do we have, 10 more listed there will come online. So by now you should have come up with something like this if you've put this on your phone. And, of course, you have to accept our terms. Which nobody looks at, but that's the legal aspects of it. So, and then you go up here and you want to select a region, and I want you to select the world. Let's see if I can't get the. Well, anyway, there it is. So click on the world, and you should get something like this. I don't know, it depends on how fast the bandwidth is in here, but you'll get something like this, and you can zoom in, and then you can interrogate the map, and this is a soil odors map, which in that area is ultisols. And what's also cool is that if you touch up here now with this, the bullseye, this is a real sensitive, you can zoom in, and it should zoom in right to where we are here in Tampa. And then if you interrogate this doesn't work that well. Okay, if you interrogate that light purple one, you'll see that we're in the world of spotosols here. So you can do that. So anyway, so it you get the impression that from this list that these are the only states that are available or the only areas, but I've added this conterminous U.S., which we're working on now, and if you pick that, there's three maps that are available, the hillshade base map, and then a little note that we should have some other soil maps, soil orders, and a few other things coming soon. But I want to show you that if you zoom in to the, pick that little bullseye, you'll zoom in right here to where we are in Tampa, and you can zoom out. And then I'm going to slide over from Tampa to the east and pick up, these are the phosphate mines that, and you can, oops. You can zoom right into the phosphate mines. This is a really high-resolution DEM that's tiled out to 1 to 18,000 5-meter pixel resolution over the entire conterminous U.S. And there's some USGS maps for now that you can explore. This is aerial imagery. You can take a look at that. And then there's a topography map, so so you can explore those as you like, and you can explore your home area, which is the next thing that everybody's going to look at. So so anyway, I need to acknowledge our funding sources. We've had a number of two higher education challenge grants, and also funding from the Natural Resources Conservation Service. And there is a poster, poster 1207. For some reason, it doesn't show up on the app, but it's on the program. So stop by the poster, and you can visit with us. Thanks.